今天程主持来讲讲邹市明。
Today, Chen will talk about Zhou Shiming.
因为网上最近有关他和他的妻子。
Because recently there have been rumors about him and his wife online.
他的家庭。
His family.
以及他投资2亿做拳馆相关的生意。
And he invested $200 million in a business related to gyms.
可能全部失败。
All may fail.
这样的事情沸沸扬扬。
These things are being talked about.
我呢是一个体育主持人。
I am a sports commentator.
而且做了很多的拳击比赛的传播解说。
In addition, I have done a lot of boxing commentary and broadcasting.
同时呢也跟邹市明原来的经纪公司胜利世家有过接触。
At the same time, he also had contact with Zhou Shiming's original agency, Victory World.
我想说一点，就是非常非常非常非常的可惜。
I want to say that it's really, truly, incredibly regrettable.
因为真的是一把好牌打烂了。
Because it's really a good hand that's being played badly.
而且这把好牌打烂其实还蛮必然的。
And it's quite inevitable that this good hand will be ruined.
虽然我们是叫事后诸葛。
Although we are called see who is huge.
首先可能邹市明为什么可以有这么多钱。
First, why can Zhou Shiming have so much money?
其实奥运冠军的奖金差不多是固定的。
Actually, the prize money for Olympic champions is almost fixed.
那么如果只是奥运冠军
So, if it's just an Olympic champion
一个冠军
A champion
两个冠军其实不至于能够得到这么多的财富
Two champions are not really able to get so much wealth
我觉得首先邹市明应该感恩、曾经的经纪公司
I think first of all Zhou Shiming should be grateful to his former agency
胜利世家以及相关的、国际上的知名的拳击经纪公司
Victory Home and related internationally renowned boxing agencies
让他可以从业余运动员变成职业运动员
Let him transition from an amateur athlete to a professional one
并且获得了职业运动员相关的收入
And also obtained income related to professional athletes.
以及在他的名气可以延续之后
And after his fame has been carried on.
获得的商业代言收入
Commercial endorsement income received.
以及这个名气能够保持之后参加综艺
And this fame can be maintained after participating in variety shows.
真人秀等各种各样的收入
income from reality shows and other various sources
然后让他成为一个知名的运动员和一个可持续的运动明星
then make him a famous athlete and a sustainable sports star
但是他的第一个错在于跟经纪公司闹掰了
however his first mistake was to have a falling out with the agency
觉得别人的工作
I think that other people's work
别人挣的这些钱应该都自己来挣
I think these people should earn their own money
或者说更大部分自己来挣
Or more accurately earn most of it yourself
但是在做经纪人经纪好自己这件事上
However, in the market of being an agent for others' business
无论他自己的意识
whether his own consciousness
还是他的妻子的意识和执行都是不专业
it is either his wife's awareness and execution are unprofessional
所以这是造成了第一笔损失
therefore this caused the first loss
第二个损失呢就是他准备再去做拳馆的经营这件事情放权
The second loss is that he is preparing to hand over the management of the entire building.
那么这件事情呢
So, this matter
其实 无论是冉莹莹在操盘，或者是邹市明自己在操盘。
Actually, whether it's Ran Yingying operating or Zhu Shiming himself operating,
或者邹市明委托给一个看起来比较能干的公司去操盘。
Or the chairman, Zhu Shiming, entrusted the operation to a company that seemed to be more capable.
他其实要挣钱，都是不容易的。
Actually, making money is not easy.
因为我也认识一些在广州、在深圳做全管。
Because I also know some people who work as full-time in Guangzhou and Shenzhen.
无论是合作还是独立运营的一些全管。
Whether it's a cooperative or independent operation, some of the clubs.
无论这个运营拳馆的人在拳击界。
Whether this operator is in the boxing world.
他除了比邹市明的打拳。
Besides his boxing, he also.
没有名气之外。
Besides being unknown.
他的运营能力有多强。
How strong is his operational ability?
这件事情本身都是很不容易的。
This matter itself is very difficult.
所以这个事情无论有多深的失败。
So, no matter how deep the failure is.
我觉得都是一种必然。
I think it's inevitable.
因为这件事情本身并不容易。
Because this matter is not easy.
因为除了拳馆。
Because besides the dojo.
还要做一个健身房啊。
Also, build a gym.
做一个其他类似的生意都不容易。
It's not easy to do another similar business.
所以在这点上
Therefore, in this regard,
他跟冉莹莹做这件事情失败也非常正常。
It's also very normal for him to fail in doing this with Ran Yingying.
但是最不正常的一点是
However, the most unusual thing is that
他们所有的事情看起来都失败了。
All their efforts seem to have failed.
目前还可能还在面临一个婚姻的失败。
Currently, you may still be facing a failed marriage.
就现在能够大家网上看到这么多的一个消息。
Currently, there are so many messages on the internet that everyone can see.
有关他的家庭。
About his family.
甚至有关他的妻子和丈母娘全部一锅端的拿了出来。
Even his wife and mother-in-law were all implicated.
这可能不完全来自于他们的授权。
This may not be entirely authorized by them.
但是也来自于他们的一个主导。
However, it also comes from their dominance.
因为他们参加了相应的真人秀。
Because they participated in the corresponding reality show.
就是愿意把自己的这些事情全部晾晒出来给公众。
It's about being willing to share all of one's personal experiences with the public.
所以大家来谈论，大家来拍砖。
So, let's discuss and give feedback.
大家来点赞支持。
Everyone, please like and support.
所以都是完全合理的。
Therefore, all of them are completely reasonable.
但是这个事情也是他想把事情做好的一部分。
However, this is also part of his plan to do things well.
就是把自己的经历作为一个公众事件拿来去传播。
To make one's experiences public and spread them. Now,
简单来说就是把私生活都晒出来。
In simple terms, it means to expose your entire private life.
保持一个知名度。
Maintain a reputation.
但这件事情有可能是下一个失败。
This matter may be the next failure.
因为这可能会对家庭，对他整个事业未来的信心都会造成影响。
Because this could affect the family's confidence in his entire future career.
总之一句话，就是做事业非常难。
In short, it is very difficult to pursue a career.
虽然做拳击的冠军非常难。
It is very difficult to become a champion in boxing.
但是做好一份事业更难。
However, doing the good job is more difficult.
用我一个朋友也在类似的评论上说的话。
Using a comment from one of my friends.
就说是明星创业九成失败。
It's said that 90% of celebrity startups fail.
你在自己过往的其他的经历里面
In your other past experiences,
有的荣誉不代表你在跨行业的时候都能成功。
Some honors don't mean you can succeed in cross-industry.
这就是根子。
This is the root.
好。
Okay.
如果大家对周世明的事情还有相关的兴趣。
If anyone is still interested in the matter of Zhu Shimin,
那么陈主持会把自己在拳击做相应的传播。
So Chen will use his boxing skills to promote himself.
或者说跟这些相关机构有接触的获得的一些资讯。
Or information obtained from those who have had contact with these organizations.
在未来两天准备做一个直播。
I am planning to do a live broadcast in the next 2 days.
那么我们看看评论区。
Let's take a look at the comments section.
如果大家是愿意听这个相关的故事。
If you're interested in hearing this related story.
看直播的。
For those who watch live broadcasts.
大家 Q 个一。
Everyone, let's all give a thumbs up.
那么如果人数到一定的量的话。
So, if the number of people reaches a certain amount.
那我们就来做这个直播。
Then, let's do this live.
好。
Okay.
感谢您今天的关注。
Thank you for your attention today.
再见。
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Right.